I bow to all the seekers of truth. These days, there are people who are going all over the places to find out the truth, the enlightenment. And there are so many books available, so many people who talk about enlightenment. And this is only in this special age, which I call as the blossom time, is happening. If they are not seeking the truth, that means they are not yet evolved as they should have been. But this is a special time that we call as the last judgment, and that time has come. And the Quran is called as Qiyamah. And described very clearly what will happen at this time. All these have been indicated in all the books which are, I would say, mystical or who we can call as religious, whatever you may call it, the mystic part of it. They have all indicated this time, by the end of this century, this should happen. And this has bewildered many people. They are going hither and thither, getting into problems. As it's very embarrassing what Dr. Derek Lee has told. It's a fact that I went to Russia and a scientist came forward. And he said that, Mother, I've seen your photographs. And it says so much because I haven't seen more than one line showing. It was very embarrassing, the whole thing was very embarrassing for me. And he said, I've proved it now through all equations and everything, and he showed me the book, which is in Russian language, and all mathematical calculations, that one has to go to a vacuum state, a physical vacuum state, for reality to be understood. It was, I think, too much of science in it. But whatever it is, all these ideas, say of Quran, of Bible, of other religious books, all the religious books from India, could be called as a myth, and they were treated as myths. Many people thought it was just a myth, and they said, no use believing in all these things, this is no thing. And also, through these books, people have been misled to do wrong things. So the whole thing got challenged also in a way that is not practical, is not beneficial, is no good. But when it becomes a real experience, you may call it subject, you may call it anything, but when it becomes a real experience, then you start believing in it as reality. But if a scientist proves it, which is scientific knowledge, then I don't know what to say. Then it really becomes the fact. And when it becomes the fact, it becomes the science. Science can be challenged. First of all, science is immoral. It is not bothered as the science as it exists today. If They create atom bombs, they create other things destructive and use it for wrong purposes. There's no binding force on the scientist. They can do whatever they like. And people can use it the way they want to use it. But when it comes to divine force, the science is perfect, I must tell you. You cannot challenge that science, you cannot. Everything that you know through the science of Sahaja Yoga, you can easily verify it. For example, firstly, it is said that your physical elements disappear. It's a fact. Without any money, without any fees or anything, just you get cured of your troubles. And when you get cured of your troubles, then you are amazed how through your own power you have been cured. But it happens, it has happened. You know, we have many doctors here. English doctors, not easy to convince. And they have seen with their own experience that many patients who were supposed to be incurable are cured. They have seen that many drug addicts got all right overnight. How? Without paying for it, without taking any medicine. Just through their own power of Kundalini. Now this power of Kundalini was known all over the world, I think. Because I find in their museums Kundalini drawn in the triangular bone, even in Sweden I saw. And I should say it's in Finland I saw. Then also I went to Ukraine in their museum, there are all pictures of these chakras and of the Kundalini. And in a far-fetched place like Bolivia, where we could not reach there even by air about, I think, 6 years back, you find the pictures of Kundalini. And Colombia, the ancient Colombia, had created statues in which Kundalini was the main theme. So somebody must have told them, or they might have known about it. But somebody went from Italy to Bolivia, and the Bolivian people said, "We know all about it, yes, we know. But we don't know how to raise the Kundalini." And now there are, I think, 8,000-9,000 people in that far-fetched place of Bolivia who have got their realization. For which you don't have to pay is the main thing one should understand. It's like you don't pay for your breathing, you don't pay for your digestion. In the same way, for your ascent to a new life, last, we can say, the breakthrough of your evolution, for which you don't have to pay. As soon as you understand this point, you'll be amazed that you'll give up all nonsensical people who are marketing their things, selling their things. You see, it's something absurd. The absurdity to such a limit that you become blind and you don't know what they are doing, what they are up to. I don't want to listen to anybody who wants to tell you the truth. Now, if we have to see for our own ascent, as they say in Quran, Miraj, in Indian this thing is called as self-realization, Atma Darshan, or you can call it Atma Sakshatkar. If you really want it, It's very easy and has to be easy because it is so vital. And when that works out, you actually experience it and it can be tallied with the description of it. The trouble is we are so mental. We want to derive everything on a mental level. Now thank God the scientist has found out something for your mind to go round and round and round and reach the point. Because I think sometimes this mind, which is filled with all kinds of false ideas sometimes, slightly right ideas or sometimes real ideas, they go on bombarding in your head. And this scientist has said that you have to go to the vacuum, which Jung has described as thoughtless awareness, to become thoughtless. When you become thoughtless, then you can see, feel reality. So what happens, how do we get thought? When we go to some place, we see something. Immediately we react, that's our habit. This can be also proved scientifically, why we always react. Either we react towards it or we absorb it. So all the time our mind is working and it is a wobbly mind. You are all the time bothered with it, and the modern times are the worst, though this is a special time, as I said, because this is the time when people think the most. And this thinking goes on acting in such a way that they suffer from all kinds of diseases. Also, sometimes this mind doesn't tell you that this is wrong, that is wrong. You go on doing things, you know, for example, Hitler, how he behaved, how he killed so many people, but he never realized he was doing something wrong, never. Ultimately, he killed himself because he was afraid that he'll be caught, but not that he repented. So they go on doing wrong things all the time without knowing that they are doing wrong things. Now to say this is sin, that is sin, only fills people with fear, that's all, and guilt. But actually when you become the Self, in the light of the Self, you know what is right and what is wrong, what should be avoided, what is not beneficial for you. You just know. Because you know about yourself, you get the self-knowledge, that is, you can feel your centers as being told to you on your fingertips. This again is said in the Quran, that at the time of Qiyamah, the Last Judgment, your hands will speak. But whole thing gets perverted sometimes by using it for a wrong purpose. That's how we have destroyed sometimes the real knowledge, the subtle knowledge of our being. It's nothing to stand for hours together on one leg in Himalayas, torturing your body. You don't have to torture your body at all. People think that if you have to perfect yourself, you must torture. This body is the temple. What is the use of building temples after temples when you cannot build your own temple? This body is the temple, and why should you torture this body? You must look after this body. Look after with love, with respect. And then only you will realize how important it is to have a body. All these funny ideas, you know, of renunciation and all, false kind of approach is not going to help. My daughter was coming from India. She said there were some queer people traveling with us in first class. So they wouldn't allow the air hostess to come and serve them because they cannot allow air hostess to talk to them. So I said, did you talk to them? I said, how could I? I am a woman, how would you talk to me? Because she's a woman, nobody would talk. Then sat on the ground. There's no ground, but they wouldn't sit on the chair and eat the food. For what? Because they are renouncing everything. I think they have renounced their brains, that's what it is. All kinds of stupid things people do. For what? To achieve that state of tranquility, the state of self-realization, of self-knowledge. But just think of it, which is what has to happen inside. What's the use of doing something outside? Unnecessarily making a mess of yourself and of others. It is absurd the way people try to understand that by troubling your body, by making a mess of your body, making a mess of the whole society, that you can achieve something which is so subtle and beautiful. Now the scientists call this all-pervading power, which I say, of divine love, as cosmic energy. Now they may call it by any name. But it's nothing solid. It is love. It is love of God. And this divine love of God is an energy that runs the whole universe, universes of universes. Just see the miracle of life. All that is managed by this energy of divine love. But we have never felt it before. So we don't know what it is. But in every scripture it's written there, that there is the power of divine love. For example, in Sanskrit this is called Paramachaitanya or Brahmachaitanya. In every scripture it is being described, but for people it's some sort of a unknown thing. But now with science, if it can be proved that the whole universe is managed by this energy which thinks, which understands, which loves. For example, the same scientist came to see me to have an interview with me. I was smiling all the time. And he asked me very interesting questions. One of them he asked about a picture he had seen where, here in this hall, they were singing the song, sitting in the heart of the universe. And all over me came heart, 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 heart. Just like a doctor would draw the line of the heart. So many hearts drawn with the rays of light. And he asked, "What is this, Mother? How do they know that they are singing this song?" I said, "Because I know, so they also know." Precisely how do they do things? Because they know. They know more than anyone can know. Not only that, but the way our genes and all those things are there is a very subtle thing, no doubt, but is all managed by this power of divine love. Please understand, there's nothing to fear, nothing to get upset, nothing to starve, nothing to climb Himalayas, nothing needed. This power loves you. And it is around you. Here it is. It is everywhere. And it pulsates. It vibrates. It creates everything. Also the scientist told me about Einstein, who said that all these ideas come to me not from within but from without, as if somebody is pouring these ideas into me. And he said, I felt the same way, and so many scientists feel that. Surprising in Russia, the scientists are very open-hearted. And at the time of Stalin, they were all arrested and put in a place called Novosibirsk, where they were living. And there they developed, you see, this subtler side, because they were not allowed very much to do other things. So they developed the subtler side of human beings. And there they found out also about auras. He's one of them. Auras, that human beings have auras, and from the auras you can diagnose their disease. But now after seeing my photographs and all that, he has reached the proper conclusion surprisingly, and I think, I hope I'll be saved from all kinds of people who criticize Sahaja Yoga as a cult or this and that. It is not. It's a living process. Whether you are a Hindu, Muslim, Christian, anything is meant for you, and it is your right, your birthright to have it. And then after that, once you get the sprouting of the seed, you must allow this tree to grow. Actually, those people who talk of social work, talk of helping others, doing this for them and doing that for them, have to understand, first you should be empowered. You must have the power within you, yourself, to help others. But if you just come to my program, they always say, Mother, for your program the whole hall is full. And then they start disappearing, especially in England. Very surprising. England is the heart of the universe. And how could they be so careless about their ascent? And so careless about developing their own huge big tree of love. They are the best suited. And they have to work it out. But they don't. They don't take it seriously. Why? I don't understand. Maybe they don't know what they are. They are very powerful people. They are, I should say, the instrument of the Divine. Only thing they have to develop. But they stick on to this or stick on to that, then you can't grow. This is a seed already placed within you, undisturbed, unspoiled. Only thing is, a little water of love has to be poured on it. Then the seed sprouts. And when the seed sprouts, it rises. The primule sprouts out into, and it rises, goes up, and comes out of your fontanel bone area, which is called as Brahmarandra in Sanskrit language, meaning the hole to feel the Brahma, the all-pervading Brahma. I've seen people who know also Sanskrit very well. They are running here organizations, but they don't know anything about Kundalini. It's very surprising. What do they read? I don't know. And if you go to them, they'll argue so much with you that you feel like running away from. Only they know how to argue. No argument needed, actually it is there within you, this power is. Do you argue with your stomach how to digest the food? And even if you do, will the stomach understand? It's as stupid as that to argue about something which is so spontaneous. Which is a living process, it's a living process of your evolution. Now, by the way, how did we become human beings? Do we know? And how do we become a superhuman being? If there is a way, there's a method, you don't have to spend anything, but you have to grow. If you don't grow, it's useless, as Christ has described, that some seeds fell onto the land which was not fertile. Is it true? Are we living in a land which is not fertile for spirituality? Or we are running after some things which are elusive? Why should we run after elusive things? Here you get the experience, all right. After that, you must grow. If you grow, you can change this world. It's a global movement. Like in Russia, I would say there are millions in Russia. While in India too, we have maybe millions. And also Austria, so many countries have got it. Italy, imagine, their people have awakened, so why not in England? And the leaders of England are rather upset with the English. They think it doesn't work out, Mother. I can't understand, because this is the seventh time I am here. And seventh heavens you have to know. That you can know without any difficulties, without paying anything. The whole knowledge is free. Is it? Because it is free you don't care? They have asked me to talk about it. Okay, otherwise it's not worth talking about these things. Your country is such, it's like really the heart, and it circulates all over the world. All your newspapers, they may be useless, but they circulate. All your media, whatever they may publish, it circulates all over the world. We don't know about Americans, though it's supposed to be a very great country. We don't know about any other country so much as we know about England. How? Why? Monarchy is so many places, but we know everything about monarchy from England. Why? How? How do we manage? It's worth asking this question. There's something special about this country. I lived here for years. I worked hard. I went from north to south, east to west. Perhaps I left no city which I did not visit. But the situation is such that when they get realization, they are very happy. They start jumping, and after that they forget about it. It's a great responsibility on people of UK that they can do so much in spirituality. Not, it's not something also so cheap that it can be sold. It's invaluable. It's invaluable. It's your right to get it. And also it's your sensibility that you should grow into it. For example, in England when I first came, I had to deal with the drug addicts. They were the first who came. Perhaps they were seeking in drugs the truth. When they came, overnight they gave up their drugs, overnight. Even alcohol, people gave up overnight, overnight. Believe me, they are here now, I know they are sitting here. Now, this is the minimum, and so many people got cured. We wanted that something should be written about the miracles of surgery. So I told one gentleman, Englishman is, he wrote to me, Mother, it's not even 1 month, from both the sides, all the letters have gone up over my head, I don't know how to select. So can you give some time? I said, I have no time at all. You can select yourself. With all this, why don't you experiment and why don't you grow? You are very important. This is what you don't understand, that you have been born in this country or you have come to this country, whatever it is. It is a very important, significant place and a life of yours. But you should understand that it's very important and that should, that they should grow. But it is beyond me to understand that in a place like Austria, in a place like Italy, how is it they have understood it and they are automatically working it out? Now you know I have crossed my 75 years of age and I don't know how long will I have to live to face the English people and how will they understand. Sometimes it's beyond me. But now you will know that it is a science. And the scientists have said that they have seen the cosmic energy emitted out of Maya. That's a fact that Sahaja Yogis know. Sahaja Yogis know. They have felt it. They have got this experience. For them it's nothing new. Not through science, but they have known it as an experience. Now for you, you are also very well educated people everywhere, you are respected very much. It is for you now to evaluate your own personality and understand why are you on this earth? What is the purpose? So many of you got realization last time, but you are nowhere. You have done nothing. I mean, you got your realization all right. Each person can give realization to thousands of people. If he gets out of his own, I should say, own ideas. And this can do such a lot of good to the whole world. Formerly in America, it was terrible because all kinds of funny people went there to make money. So they told me, if you don't ask for money, mother, in America nobody will come. They have to pay for it. Otherwise they don't value it. I said, but sorry, you cannot, how much, you tell me how much should I charge? How much do you charge for your mother's love? Then you tell me how much you charge. And then we can work it out. And it was surprising that it hit their heads. Now it's better. Same thing I have to request, that please find out, when you have this experience of Kundalini awakening, that you are a chosen person for a special work. For example, now this instrument, if it is not connected to the mains, what is the identification? What is the purpose? That's why then people become hippies, they become these, then punks, because they have no identification. But the identification is only one, that you are the spirit. That's the truth, and it has to happen to you, that you are the spirit. You have the power of the spirit. In the light of the spirit you start seeing. Start seeing and understanding so well about all the problems that are in the whole world and your own problems also. It's not only self-knowledge, but also global knowledge of a very subtle nature. And that is all is within you. All this horizon is there waiting for you to greet it. But I don't know why people have no confidence or no understanding. Anything can be done, but first of all you must have the pure desire to become that. Forget about everything else. For example, this power of which resides in the triangular bone. This bone is called a sacrum. Means the Greeks also knew that this is a sacred bone. This power is of pure desire. And if you have the pure desire, you can become so dynamically aware of yourself and aware of everything. I was surprised that in a far-fetched place like Russia, we have to always take a stadium. You can't do it in this hall, you cannot manage, I think. How is it in that country it is working? Because of communism perhaps. They were so oppressed that all the search started going inside. But just in such a short time I was surprised. These people, how did they get it and how did they develop? And they are still developing, all of them are developing. And only I am the person allowed in Russia now to go and preach. This is also another thing. This ignorance that we have, the problems we have, physical problems, mental problems, it will all be controlled. Now there's a new disease, as you know, Alzheimer. How it comes? If a person is extremely aggressive and torturing people, doing this, when he gets old, his brain deviates and only that bad stuff starts working, and that person who is suffering is not aware of it. And you cannot cure it also. But in the lifetime, if you get your realization and you become absolutely peaceful within yourself, such diseases cannot touch you. They cannot disturb you. And you become a loving, beautiful person. You don't have to bother about what he earns, the other person has got a personality, this, that, nothing. It's just a subtle love you feel for everyone. For everyone, whatever religion he may belong, whatever country he may belong, whatever problems he may have. Can you believe in a place, in a country like Turkey, Sahaja Yoga sparked like this? There are 2,000 Turkish people who are meditating, and their Prime Minister's wife came to see me just to get her realization. Now what is so great about? They say Ataturk was their leader and he is the one who has lit the path. Why? You had such great people, William Blake and so many Shakespeare, this, that. They were all realized souls. Their poetry is not just to read, but to read between the lines what they are saying. It is very important now, I request you, at the end of this century, that once you get your realization here, please grow, become more collective. Certain funny ideas I heard and I was surprised that the hall is not all right. That's nothing to do. It's something that happens inside you, something that works inside and gives you that beautiful feeling of being the Self. As a result, your health improves. You become mentally a very satisfied and a very balanced person. All your stress, this and that disappears. Thirdly, you look much younger than what you are, because inside you are younger. Fourthly, you understand others. You love others. You love to do things for others. And all these stupid problems of fighting with these, taking revenge on the person, killing somebody, is all disappears. That too in the name of God. All these stupid ideas which has created the global problem will disappear. The time has come. And it is the last judgment. I think the levels are changing. Those who are chosen, I should say, this path of divine love are going higher. And others who are negative are going downward. They are getting exposed. Everywhere they are getting exposed. They'll be exposed. Now it is for you to decide which way you want to move, what you want to have. I think this is the first time I am saying this to you. I've never said this way, I told you what you are so great, this, that and this, that. But despite that, if you don't realize your value, it's wasted. So when you become the Spirit, then Everything changes for you. I'm surprised how people start understanding the follies of their brethren, sisters, who are forming a big society, things like that. For example, they give up drinking. They give up drinking in France. Sahajyogis were thought to be mad, because how can you do without drinking? And now, the French are taking to Sahajyoga very much. Imagine, French are much more than they are here. And they are saving money because they are not wasting on anything. No drugs, no smoking, no drinking. But we don't say don't do it, because otherwise half of you will go away. But it just happens to you. For example, if there is light, you can see everything clearly. Whatever is destructive, you just don't do it. But whatever is constructive, you accept and work it out. Such love and such affection. For example, these people who were singing were from all over the world. They were not only British. Especially the British, very difficult to learn Indian languages, impossible. And look at them, how they are singing. And not only that, but singing Indian classical music, which is a very difficult thing. I didn't teach them. It's very surprising how things work out. So many artists I know who have earned world fame with Sahajyoga. But we have an academy, and so many foreign boys went there and studied Indian music. I was amazed. In 3 months they were singing Malkan's Raga with all elaborations. Impossible! How can they do all that? Also, there's one boy, he was hardly 14 years of age when he came to me. And within 1 year's time, he's a great violinist. He plays Mozart without seeing any papers, anything. How can do it? He was not like that. And he writes such beautiful poetry. Can't believe it. I asked him, when did you start? After seeing your mother, I don't know why I'm writing. I've seen people who are scientists have become poets. Can't understand how your sleeping, or I would say dormant, qualities just come up. You don't run after success, you don't run after competition, but automatically it happens. For that you don't have to worry, I'm old, how can it happen? Nothing. At any age it can happen to you. At any time it can happen to you. So don't doubt about yourself also. Then you become a very loving, sweet person, very sensible and dignified. You don't insult others, don't trouble others, but you help, you share the difficulties of others. Suddenly you find you have become a part and parcel of a great collective which is working in the whole world. It's very surprising how you have brothers and sisters all over the world, and wherever you go they'll give their life for you. Have you seen such a family anywhere? Beautiful people. So I have to make a request to you. Today, of course, I try to give you self-realization if possible. It works out. But you must respect. You must respect. And you must grow. All the saints have talked about in India. Now we have here lots of people from, say, Punjab. The Sikhs are there. And all his books have been described for Sahaj. He himself, Guru Nanak has said, Sahaj Samadhi Lago. He has used this word, all of them have used this word. But Indians who are here, I don't know, they are They say, we cannot digest sajog. They can only digest pounds, I think. Very surprising. It's very surprising how this materialism has come over. But does it give happiness to anyone? Does it give joy? Does it give friendship? Full of jealousy, competition, all nonsense is going on. You overcome all that just like this. You enjoy everything. If somebody has a good furniture, all right. This is a very nice carpet, all right. So what do? You look at it. You enjoy. You enjoy whatever is created beautiful. You don't think about it, you don't react. The reaction is that there's joy. What a beauty it is. You don't think who has made it, how much it will cost, nothing. Become thoughtless. In thoughtless awareness is nothing but such a pouring sense of joy. Joy which is neither happiness or unhappiness, but singular. You cannot describe it in words, but you can really feel it inside yourself, that joy of being the Self. And that's the time has come for you to get it. You are also here for that. And this is the special time when it is going to work out. Now you feel also the collective consciousness, that you can feel on your fingertips the chakras, the centers of other people. And who is the other? On your centers you can feel your problems, in the same way you can see the problems of others. If you can cure your own centers, you can easily cure the centers of others. Without any money, without any fuss, without anything. It's very, very simple. It is all built in within you. All this is built in within you. And this built-in power starts working. You don't have to do anything. It's all there. For example, you see so many lights are. You switch on and you get all the lights. But you know how to switch on. It's all built in. Again I say, don't have to stand your heads, you don't have to break your necks, nothing. As you are wonderful. And this is your own individual mother. She's your own. She has no other child. And she knows everything about you. As you have in the tape, you see. She knows your past. She knows your aspirations. She knows you very well. And she's the one who is going to give your second birth. She's your mother. She loves you. Now there are books saying that if you have the Kundalini, she disturbs you. It's a modern ones. Where they say that it burns you. I mean, she's your mother. Have you heard? I mean, maybe these modern times anything is possible. But can a mother burn her own child? She has been waiting for ages to give you this realization. For ages she is within you. And now you don't give her a chance to give you your second birth. How can that be? You will understand that all these great incarnations who came on this earth have helped to build up this. They are all there within you on these centers, which you will find out. And all these fights going on stupidly in the name of God or anything is nonsense, because they are all one. We are only fighting. So all your global problems, all your fighting problems, all your family problems, the word problem disappears. It happens. It must happen. Because you are specially blessed and you are the Spirit. This collectiveness gives you the feeling of oneness with others. Not out of jealousy, not out of greed, not out of any carnal love or anything, but it is just pure love, which you have not experienced. All the perversions drop out. But you don't become sort of an abnormal person on the street, you see, walking with your closed eyes. No. You become an enlightened person, absolutely normal. You dress up normally outside, you can live your whole life. But then you understand what is your dignity, your decency and everything. It's no show outside of your achievement, but you know within yourself. You also know who is the realized soul. And then you meet. It's such a connection. Has been always, but now it becomes obvious, evident, and you can work it out. The most important thing is that your brain opens out like this, like a lotus. It opens out. All the problems of brain drop out. How many diseases there are of brain, I wanted to know, so there is such a big book. I said, my goodness, more than the petals we have in the brain. And it can happen to anybody in the modern times. It's very common, it's awaiting at your door, sort of. All these can be solved. Absolutely, you can be saved, you can be protected. And every time you will be feeling this, you are protected. There's somebody to protect you, to encourage you, to look after you. Who is that? That is this Param Chaitanya. That is this, they call it Ruh. They call it the all-pervading power of divine love. They also call it the cool breeze of the Holy Ghost. You feel cool breeze on your fingertips. It's all written there in all the books, but symbolically, so people don't understand. Once it happens, then you are in the another world. Such miracles, such help, and such protection. It's a thing where you feel you can never be drowned in the ocean of this mad world, because now you are in the ocean of joy. You are enjoying. And this is what you have to have. But you must grow, all of you must grow. I'm staying on for one day more just to come to follow up meeting. Also, if you have any complaints, you better bring them in. But there's nothing to complain. Actually, you should complain against yourself. Either you are lazy, or you are too enthusiastic, or you are infatuated by some sort of a nonsensical guru, or something is there. Just don't try to criticize others, but see for yourself, introspect. Why is it? Why can't I do it? All this can work out. I assure you. I assure you very much that you should realize that my coming to England, living here for years together, I didn't come for surgery. I came because my husband got a job here. And then seeing people in England, I thought, they can really achieve a lot. May God bless you all. Derek is asking me, better give them realization. I know they are ready to get it, but they have to grow. That's the point I'm telling you. He feels quite helpless and he doesn't know what's the matter with him. I told him, you grow some beard, mustaches. Maybe a better idea. Might be they are used to saints like that. Is nothing external. It is the internal beauty. That we have to know. Now it's very simple. If it doesn't shock you, I'll tell you there are 2-3 conditions. The first one is you have to take out your shoes, if it doesn't shock you. Because this Mother Earth helps us a lot. She absorbs all our problems. So English people are difficult. All right. Now the second condition is, which is also not very absurd, that please don't feel guilty about anything. It's a fashion. I'm very guilty. Why are you guilty? No, I have to confess. I'm very guilty about what? You know, the other day I was eating the food and I was holding knife on the right hand, finished. These norms are human beings have created. This kind of stupid things for which you should feel guilty, and get this center here on the left hand side. You get spondylitis, also angina. It's a fact. So not to feel guilty. What are you guilty about? If you were guilty, you would have been in jail, not here. So please, first of all, forgive yourself completely. You are not guilty, I assure you. It's a new evolution with people's mind that they should feel guilty. Finished. If you are guilty, when it happened, you should have done something about it or forget it. Why are you carrying that load on your left Vishuddhiya? That's the second one. And the third one is, I think is also very simple, is to forgive yourself, as I said, and forgive others. Now you say, Mother, we can't, it's a bit difficult. But try to understand the logic. Whether you forgive or don't forgive, what do you do? Nothing. Just the same. But say, if you don't forgive, then what happens? You play into wrong hands. You torture yourself. So just say in your heart that, Mother, I forgive myself fully. I forgive others fully. Whether they are in your mind or not, just say that and this center will open up in no time. These will all help me a lot. These 3 things are very important, and I know you can get your realization in no time. So to put your hands like this towards me, like this, just simple, as if you are asking for self-realization, like this. Need not be higher, this thing, just whatever is comfortable. People can't believe that sitting in the hall, how can you get realization? But you deserve it. You get it because that's the time and because you are seekers. Don't doubt yourself, please. Have your hands like that. Now you can close your eyes if you want to. If you don't want to close, don't close your eyes. Because there's no mesmerism going on. At least I close my eyes. Now, put the right hand towards me and put the left hand on top of your fontanelle bone area. Now you'll feel some cool or a hot breeze coming out of your fontanelle bone area, which was a soft bone in your childhood. Don't put your hand on top of it. You have to put it away from you. And you can move the hand to see yourself. Don't say that you've got it unless until you've got it. We are not to cheat ourselves. All right. Now please put your left hand towards me and put the right hand on top of your head. You can bend your hip. That's better if you bend your head. And with the right hand you see. Once more, please put your right hand towards me. And again with the left hand, you see for yourself if there's a cool or a hot breeze is coming. Now don't doubt it. If it is coming, it is there. Could be hot. It will cool down. You can move up on the sides and see for yourself. Now open your eyes. And put your both hands towards me like this. Now watch me without thinking, without thinking. Just try. You can do it. Huh? Now, raise your both hands towards the sky like this. Push back your head. And ask any one of these three questions three times, any one of them. First one, Mother, is this the cool breeze of the Holy Ghost? First question is this the cool breeze of the Holy Ghost? Second question is, Mother, is this the all-pervading power of divine love? Third question is, Mother, is this the Ruh or the Param Chaitanya? Ask any one of these questions three times in your heart. Now again put down your hands, that's all. Now put your hands like this towards me. Just like this. All those who have felt cool or hot breeze on their palms or on their fingertips or out of their fontanel bone area, please raise your both hands. Just look at that. You're proving what I've said. Just look at that. Now you've got it. Now this is a responsibility to grow. So may God bless you. May God. Such a joy. Such happiness. I wish you best of luck. And also wish you a very, very deep understanding of your being.